Exclusive, no mercy, House Republicans prepare to smother Democrats with $180 million ad blitz 84 days before midterms. By Matthew Boyle on August 15, 2022. Only 84 days remain until the November 8 midterm elections, and House Republicans are preparing to smother Democrats with a massive $180 million ad blitz, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. There will be no mercy for every single Democrat who voted to send 87,000 IRS agents after the working class, raise their taxes, and give handouts to their wealthy donors. They will regret this vote when their constituents send them packing in November. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, Chairman Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, told Breitbart News exclusively on Monday. Sources familiar with media ad buy tracking told Breitbart News that between the NRCC and the Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, the House GOP leadership's main super PAC, Republicans have reserved nearly $180 million in ad buys across the country in the fall. As the midterms approach and Republicans gain even more momentum, these sources add, this massive ad buy hammering Democrats in their districts is expected to grow significantly. The blitz will begin hitting television airwaves at the end of August and will hammer vulnerable Democrats from Labor Day until Election Day. Since every single Democrat in the House voted for the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, a bill that does not reduce inflation but actually represents a massive shift towards the radical left's green agenda, expect the ads to focus in large part on Democrats' decision to vote to raise taxes and employ new IRS agents to conduct wide-scale audits on Americans. Some specific Democrats who are definitely on the target list include Reps. Tom O'Halloran, D-Oz, Jared Golden, D-Me, Marcy Kaptur, D-O, Matt Cartwright, D-P-A, and Cindy Axne, D-A. For Republicans to retake the U.S. House majority, they need to flip just a handful of seats from Democrat control, and each of those above districts were carried by former President Donald Trump in 2020. While these ads will hammer those Democrats especially, they will also be spread deep into Democrat territory, including many districts that President Joe Biden won in 2020, some by substantial margins.